Good morning, Saskatchewan. 9:36, Brent Loux with you, filling in on the Evan Bray Show. Special guest joining me in studio right now. We want to welcome to the program RCMP Inspector Ryan Howe from the Battleford's Detachment. Good to see you, Ryan.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Do I have that right? Battleford's Detachment?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. The reason we wanted to talk to you, I saw this, I think it was on Facebook a week or so ago, where you were talking about some crime prevention strategies that you were undertaking in the Battlefords, Battleford and North Battleford. Police night patrols on foot and on bike. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it's no secret throughout the province that property crime is an issue, and in every corner of the province. This isn't unique to just the Battleford. So we're hearing it loud and clear from our citizens and from our elected officials that they would like us to tackle some of the property crime going on. Unfortunately, a lot of our resources are dedicated to managing prolific, violent, and serious offenders that are repeatedly released back into our community. And that's twofold. We have to, first of all, monitor when they're released and try and prevent them from committing new offenses. And then if they do, and unfortunately they do commit new offenses, which are usually serious and violent in nature, that takes a lot of our resources to manage those complex files. So unfortunately, that's almost 100% of our resourcing going into dealing with those prolific offenders. But we still have to remain alive to the fact that property crime is a serious issue for the citizens of the Battleford. So to be efficient with our resources, we just went back to basics. You know, good old-fashioned foot patrols, bike patrols. It gives us a tactical advantage in the nights when people are out committing crimes. And placing these in strategic areas where, you know, our analysts have shown us that there's hot spots within the community at certain dates and times. Mm-hmm. So we'll be efficient with our resources, put our members there. And we're also going to be leveraging a little bit of technology. And I think it's important that we're just upfront with what we're doing, so there's a deterrence factor there as well. We're going to be using a GPS, just commercial GPS, and putting those into items that are commonly stolen and deploying those strategically throughout the city. And if a criminal decides to take those items, they're going to find out shortly after that a team of RCMP with a warrant in hand will be coming through their door and recovering our property and probably more stolen items and guns or drugs or whatever they have in the house with them. So that's
like,
it in a nutshell.
Like Apple AirTags?
Similar. Again, this isn't rocket science. It's not super advanced. We're just going back to basics and try and streamline our resources as best we can.
I like the idea of, talk about old school, the way walking police nighttime patrols. Yeah. You know, are they carrying a billy club too? You know, kind of
not necessarily that far, but I really do think that being outside of a police vehicle gives us an ability to be in tune with what's going on in a neighborhood. It lets us use all of our senses. Our patrols have been going on. We're 24 hours in the Battleford, so vehicle patrols are going on as members are able. But being out on foot, you can see, hear, and smell what's going on. You can hear a dog barking. You can hear footsteps in a gravel back alley. And it gives us that opportunity to maybe close in on offenders that are committing these property crimes and give us the element of surprise.
Inspector Ryan Howe with the RCMP detachment from Battleford's talking about some ways that they're trying to reduce crime. And we think about theft and we think about vandalism. These are the kind of things that you're hoping to curtail with these patrols. Is this something that you're hoping to keep going, you know, indefinitely?
I hope so. I mean, while the weather's warm, we obviously see an increase in property crime. So through the rest of the nice warm weather and into the fall, we're definitely going to push this as much as our resources allow.
So when we think about the RCMP, I know that no matter where you go in this country, certainly in this province, we hear stories of we don't have enough staff. Does this really cut into how you're staffing your detachment at the Battlefords?
We're trying to realign our resources and review our entire operations again to focus on our prolific and violent offenders that are released into the community. So that always has to be our priority. Mm-hmm. And it's no secret, again, that all police forces are struggling for staff right now. So we're trying to be as efficient as we can. But we also don't believe that there's such thing as a minor property crime. You know, a break and enter to a garage or a stolen vehicle or a car shopping, quote unquote. Those are more than a minor annoyance. Those are really frustrating to our population. So we want to find a way to tackle that as well while prioritizing managing our violent offenders.
What do you think about citizen patrols? I was telling you before we started our conversation here that I live in a newer neighborhood in Saskatoon, and there's a Facebook group of people that live in that neighborhood. And I'm quite struck by the amount of theft and break and enter and vandalism that's happening. And I see a lot of people talk a good game. They say, come on, let's get out there. Let's get organized. Let's start our citizen patrol. Do they work? Do you recommend them?
Yeah, we have a extremely active group in the Battlefords area. I think we're over 40 plus volunteers in that group. And it's twofold. Their primary function is to go out and do patrols and observe and report any suspicious activity to the police. And they have a formal reporting structure. And they have a Jeep available to them, so they don't have to use their own vehicle. So that's extremely valuable for mm-hmm. eyes and ears for the police. But secondary is there a group of concerned citizens that are taking ownership for their own neighborhood safety? And I think that's extremely valuable. The police can't do it on their own, so any partnerships that we can have with citizens that are willing to take that step is very welcome. And if anybody's interested in joining the Battleford Citizen on Patrol, please give me a call at the detachment and I'll put you in touch with a coordinator.
So with these new police patrols on foot and on bikes at nighttime, I'm thinking here, you know, you mentioned that you're hoping that you can continue this for an extended period of time. Is this a bit of a test in your area? Are there detachments doing this in other parts of the province?
You know, again, it's not new. I can't speak for other detachments. And as we roll this out, we're going to assess the success of it and see how we can make it more efficient and more functional. So we're just going to be constantly reevaluating the program and keeping it sustained as long as we can. And again, there's that deterrence component. We want it to be public. We want criminals to know that we may be looking over their shoulder if they're trying to break into a vehicle at night and have that element of surprise.
When we think about the RCMP, we often hear about how you're understaffed and such in different areas. You were mentioning to me a conversation that something people may not even think about is injuries that your staff have to deal with, and that puts them out of the line of duty.
Yeah, I think it's across the board for all police forces, but in the Battlefords, we've seen some serious injuries to our members, unfortunately, and again, that comes from dealing with very violent offenders. And not only is it the physical injuries, but it's the operational stress injuries that our members go through and the frustrations they feel of coming up against the same violent offender day after day, week after week. It is difficult for them, but I give them full credit. We've got an amazing group of members in the Battlefords that truly do care and are powering through some serious injuries.
What are your numbers? When you're fully staffed up at the Battlefords RCMP detachment, how many staff would you have?
Yeah, we got quite a few. So we run full watches of 12 if it were a perfect world, and we have the four watches there. And then we also have our support units. We have a municipal GIS unit. They're more of a specialized investigation. We also have two Saskatchewan Enforcement Response Teams, a CRT, as well as a gang task force there. And then we have a community policing and First Nations policing unit available as well. So a really diverse group of members, all supporting the watches. Our four watches, the calls for service and response times always come first.
Do you find the RCMP nowadays, you often hear people critical of the Mounties saying you're just reactive now, that you don't do a lot of patrols, although this is clearly a step in the direction of having more patrols. Is there something to be said that, you know, your manpower is such that really all you can do is respond to calls that you get and not so much proactively out, because you've got a big area you're covering in the Battlefords?
Yeah, I think that's playing a small portion of it. But again, it's the nature of policing and the evolution of policing over the last decade and the requirement that we monitor, you know, repeat offenders in the community. That's the most significant drain on our resources right now. I can tell you that our members would love to be proactive. They would love to be thinking of creative problem-solving solutions to some of the crime issues that we face. But unfortunately, calls for service always have to come first.
One of your fans has sent us a text at 1-877-332-8255. This is Tyson, who simply says, as a resident of North Battleford, I love the night patrol initiative. So, of course, that's common sense. Every citizen would love the idea of seeing a policeman walking or cycling by their place. When we say nighttime, like, is it round the clock? Are we evenings? When are their hours?
Yeah, it's going to be all hours. We've done a lot of foot patrols in our downtown area with partnership with our community safety officers. And we have a great partnership with the city of North Battleford as well. They really do support us with their community safety officers who are also involved in this program. But it's going to be all hours of the day. But the RCMP is powered by an analytical team that gives us heat maps and shows us exactly where the most property crimes taking place and at which hours of the day. So to be efficient, we're going to be deploying our officers around those times.
Well, and to build that heat map, the analytics that requires citizens to report any crime they see.
Yeah, so that's key. So we're seeing a slight decrease in our property crime stats. And before we pat ourselves on the back and say that we're making progress on that, we have to really listen to our community. And if they're saying that they're not feeling that we're making progress, then we can't rely on those statistics. So we really do encourage all citizens to report property crime or suspicious activity, no matter how minor it may seem. And for a couple of reasons, as you said, like it feeds into our ability to deploy our resources effectively. But we also do recover a ton of stolen property. Mm-hmm. And if we can't verify that it's stolen, it can't be returned to the proper owner. Or worst case scenario is we know the property in possession of a criminal is stolen. But if we can't verify it, then we can't lay that charge. So knowing and proving are two different things. So we really do encourage all reports to come to us.
Good point. That is so important because you see a lot of frustration on the part of citizens where they say, ah, well, what's the sense of reporting? Even if they catch the guy, nothing's going to happen to him or he'll be bailed out and back on the street. So I get that frustration you hear from citizens.
Yeah, and I can't disagree with that. We hear the frustration with potential to the lack of consequences throughout the judicial system. So we do understand that. But to support the police, again, make those reports, it does help us. And we're really trying to actively have a deterrence factor to this program as well.
Any relationship yet with this new Saskatchewan Marshal Service? And is it any way going to help your situation?
Yeah, so I had a meeting with their leadership last week, and I'm optimistic. I think they can play a substantial role in the North Battleford or Battleford's area. Much like our conservation officers or our highway patrol partners, I think they can definitely support us in a lot of areas and allow us to return to being the world-class first responders that the RCMP are and the professional criminal investigators. So if they can help us out with some of the ancillary duties and allow us to return to the core policing, I think I'm fairly optimistic that it's going to be a really good partnership.
I love hearing positive news when it comes to crime and law enforcement. The world needs more of that.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't all doom and gloom. There are definitely some frustrations, but definitely the police and the Battlefords partnered up with our community safety officers. They're passionate about what they do, and they really are trying to make a difference.
You know, just one other thing before I let you go, we think about a nighttime patrol. I assume these are pairs of people that are out?
Yeah, that's right. At least two members just for officer safety, and they may be in plain clothes. They may be in uniform. That'll be up to them to dictate based on the factors of the night. And we'll always have a vehicle not too far away. Mm-hmm. We don't want vehicles in the area because they're heard and seen by the criminals. So, but they'll always be supported by vehicles not too far away.
I always thought some of the bravest people in the world, it's late at night and a police car goes by you with their lights and siren on going who knows where. And you see that one lone officer in there, no idea what they're up against. So thank you for your service and for everyone else in the RCMP, especially at the Battlefords with this new initiative. We wish you good luck with it.
Well, thank you for your time.
You bet. Happy to have you in here. Battlefords RCMP Detachment Commander Inspector Ryan Howe. Any thoughts on his message? We'd love to hear from you at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. We'll take a break. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Okay, we just couldn't let him out the door without one more question. In conversation with our guests from the Battlefords RCMP, the detachment commander, Inspector Ryan Howe, about their new initiative there with more foot patrols, nighttime bike patrols, to try to get a better handle on vandalism, theft, that sort of thing. One of our listeners from your area texted in, okay, how does the reporting work? Do we just call the detachment phone number? I'm not going to call 911 because some guy tried my vehicle vehicle door handle at 2 a.m. What do people do when they want to report a crime?
Yeah, I guess first and foremost, if it is an emergency or you need immediate police response, please call 911. But there are a couple of options for people to report these types of offenses. Certainly you can call the detachment mainline 446-1720. But there's also the option of our online crime reporting, and that's very streamlined. So if you just Google that, RCMP online crime reporting,
okay. It'll
walk you through all the steps and the parameters that are accepted. I mean, certainly persons crimes generally aren't accepted within online crime reporting, but property crime is. So you go through that, you input all your information, and an officer will follow up with you.
Good to know. And I'm guessing that's like a national website that they're going to, but it breaks down to your detachment, I guess.
That's right.
That's good to know. Lots of people from the Battlefords area letting us know how they're happy to hear about the program. I saw one here, though, and again, this is Gerald reflecting a lot of the frustration. He said, it's a step forward what you're doing. We've been plagued with theft over the past number of years, trailers, tools, even our Bobcat, building materials. We can't seem to leave anything on site, becoming very frustrating and expensive. That's a pretty common theme everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and we definitely hear and feel the frustration, and you know, we really do believe that citizens should be able to be living in a peaceful state and not feel like they have to fortify their houses and work sites and garages. So we'd love to be able to return to that state, and hopefully this is just a small step in that direction.
Just before you go, remind us again, people want to find out more about citizen patrols in the Battlefords area. What's the best way for them to get that information and maybe get involved?
Yeah, so you can search it online, Battleford Citizens on Patrol, or feel free to call me at the detachment, again, 446-1720, and I'd be more than happy to put you in touch with our coordinators.
Good. We'll let you go this time. Inspector Ryan Howe, thanks so much for joining us. The Evan Bray Show continues on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.